I heard you sniff there. It's WMFO Sniff Medford. Hi, hi, Sue.
Hi, Mike.
How the heck are you?
Well, I'm a little out of breath from running up three flights of stairs.
Well, you gave me a scare.
I know. You know...
Why do you do that to me?
I don't know. I'm usually early, right? I'm usually here, like, embarrassingly early because I'm an old lady. But I had a last-minute idea for the show.
To freak me out? Was that it?
No, just to... Just at the last minute, I was burning some discs. So, do you know what today is?
Saturday, Sue. Everybody knows that.
Today is the 90th birthday of Willie Nelson.
Oh, he's 90, man, huh?
He's 90. And guess what? We're going to pay tribute to him today. Even though he's not a woman, he does have long hair. Not that that means anything, but just saying we're going to play some duets and some cover songs and things with Willie Nelson.
So can you be more vague?
No, that was pretty specific.
Okay, I know. I'm here to, you know.
Can I tell you how I was inspired to this? Am I eating
hey,
it to
Sue,
your show?
Hey, Sue, how were you inspired for this?
So last night I went to what I thought was a new restaurant in Medford called The Ford. Apparently it's been open for almost a year.
Yeah. Well, you weren't far off.
I know, right? But I've been living under a rock. So go to this great place. It's over by, across the street from Wegmans in Medford. And great place called The Ford. And our lovely waitress, Sarah... Our new best friend was wearing Willie Nelson guitar pick earrings.
Oh.
And she mentioned that it's his birthday today.
So you made the assumption that she's a fan. How could you?
She went on and on about Willie, and I went on and on about Willie.
I mean, just because somebody has like earrings like that, you'd think she's a fan. I'm just kidding you.
I know. So anyway, this show is dedicated to Sarah and the Ford. I met the owner. His name is Barry. He's this awesome Irish guy. He's opening the Irish pub in Medford Square.
Oh, soon. Everybody's talking about that.
Yeah, so he's a great guy. Yeah. I highly recommend the Ford Entertainment coming to Medford.
Yep.
Yay.
Yep. Is it Meffa?
It's Medford.
Okay.
Medford.
All right. So I queued something up for you, and
I'm
crossing my fingers and my eyes.
Do you
want
to back announce your last set, or are you
well, I just played that last song. It was the great Blake Morgan, Down Below or Up Above. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's about it for me. I'm kind of done.
All right. Well, you know, it's time for something about the women here on 91.5 WMFO, and it's absolutely understandable that we're late because I was late.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. If they let me, I'll come back and do it again next week at 9. Stay tuned for Sue and something about the women. Hey, it worked.
Yay.
Slow down, oh, words. There's no hurry. 'cause my life ain't mine anymore.
All right, that was, guess who? Paula Nelson with her dad, Willie. So that was a brand new cut, actually. Slow Down, Old World. It just came out, and Willie's still in fine voice at the age of 90. And thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Mike's like my brother from another mother. It's so great seeing him when I come in. It was a long couple of years without him, but we survived. So it's Willie Nelson's 90th birthday, and Sarah, the waitress, who is also a teacher in Medford, let me know about his birthday, and so I was up late last night pulling together a Willie Nelson set, or two or five, for today's show, because I was literally went out to dinner with some friends and was thinking, I don't have any ideas for the show tomorrow, I'm just going to wing it, and then inspiration came by a pair of Willie Nelson guitar pick earrings on our waitress Sarah at the Ford. Big shout out to Barry, the owner. He's also opening a pub in Medford Square, an Irish pub, and he is a true Irish guy. You can tell the minute he starts speaking, and he tells great stories. So anyway, so happy to see he's bringing live music to Medford, and there's a new place called Deep Cuts in the Square that's also going to be providing live music. We've got, of course, the Chevalier Theater and the Porch. We got a lot of good places in Medford, so Medford, keep us on the map musically. All right, let's keep going. This is First Aid Kit playing a little ditty by Willie Nelson here on Something About the Women.
I want to. That I've never been.
was about watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pray tomorrow gets me higher. Pressure on people, people on streets. From it all like a blind man. I sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
He said, if you only knew her the way that I do, sir, you would be crying too. If you could see Memphis the way that I do, she would look different to you. Queen of the Delta, tip your tiara, Memphis, the belle of the blues. Streets were filled with cotton and music filled the air. All the paddle boats came rolling from east of everywhere. Now the streets are filled with silence and songs no one can hear. But her memory lingers, it slips through my fingers and into this river of tears. If you could see Memphis the way that I do, she would look different to you. Tip your tiara, Memphis, the belle of the blues.
How far distance I'm willing to go. I pick up a stone, cast to the sky, open for some kind of sign.
You're gonna find me right.
Wrapping up our first set of Willie Nelson inspired songs. It's Willie Nelson's 90th birthday. And that was Aretha Franklin, the last person you would ever expect to cover a Willie Nelson song, doing Nightlife live, no less. Before that, we heard Nora Jones, along with Willie Nelson, doing Lone Star. And Janice Ian did a duet with Willie, a song that she wrote called Memphis, from her album God and the FBI. We heard Karen O doing a song with Willie, not a Willie Nelson song. We heard Under Pressure. And started the set with First Aid Kit doing On the Road Again. And I, of course, at the very top of the show, played Paula and her dad doing Slow Down, Old World, which is a brand new single, just came out. So it is 11:27 here on Something About the Women. My name is Sue. Happy to be here in the squeaky chair with you. My compatriots, Kirsten and Jane, are being world travelers this week. So I am happy to be the one who gets to do the show this week. And we're going to continue a little bit longer with our Willie Nelson 90th birthday tribute. Big shout out to Sarah, the teacher and waitress, who let me know that it's Willie's birthday. And let's continue with one that is a classic Willie Nelson song here on Something About the Women.
As long as you wanted, and then someday you leave me for somebody new. What in the world did I do?
What did I do?
And I'm crazy,
crazy,
for thinking that my love could hold you.
Ooh.
I'm crazy for trying. And I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy,
crazy
for thinking that my love could hold you.
But I can never hold you. I'm crazy for trying.
Crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving,
loving
you.
You.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. You probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing you, those healing hands of time. And soon they'll be dismissing you from this heart of mine. They'll lead me safely through the night, and I'll follow as though blind. My future tightly clutched within those healing hands of time. Thank you.
We've had a technical difficulty. Something just didn't want to play. So let's see if we can go with something else, shall we? Let's figure that out. All right. Please stand by.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things that they should do.
You know what? You're lovely. You know what? You are so lovely. And oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle. Especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos.
And that's why I won't dance, why should I?
I won't dance, how could I?
I won't dance,
I won't dance,
mercy be cool. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Charming and you're gentle. Especially when you do that continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us.
Heaven rest us.
I am not asbestos.
I'm not asbestos. And that's why. Dance with
me. I won't
me.
Dance.
I won't my arms.
I won't
you.
Dance.
Oh, will you?
I won't dance, mercy be cool. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
You might dance, you might dance. I'll ask you, you might dance. Oh, really?
Disbelief. searching for a place to fall.
Sands of time, when they carve out lines around your eyes. I can close my fist up good and tight, but I can't hold back the sands of time. Just hangs around and stares at me. I can tear that frame down off the wall, but it won't erase the things I saw. Thank you.
Nice duet there, Willie Nelson and Bonnie Raitt. You Remain. That is from The Great Divide, came out in 2001. Before that, Alison Krauss, Did I Never Cared for You? That is a song Willie wrote. He's not on that recording. That's from Windy City. And then we heard a duet with Diana Krall and Willie, that I Won't Dance from That's Life. And Diane Shore, amazing vocal range there, singing along with Willie on Healing Hands of Time. And we started off with Mary Sarah and Willie Nelson doing Crazy, a song that he wrote for Patsy Cline. And she had a big hit with it. So happy birthday, Willie. Hope you have a Willie nice birthday. And we're paying tribute to you this morning. And I know it's a little odd. It's like, this is something about the women, and we're paying tribute to Willie Nelson, who's a man. But look at how many women have recorded with him and his songs. So we're going to keep that going just a little while longer. But I have something I want to tell you. We're in the middle of our donations drive. And if you like something about the women and Mike on the Mic and Crash Course for the Ravers and all the shows that you hear here on MFO on Saturdays, but also the rest of the week, you know, 24/7, it's time to support us. We don't ask very often, and we don't ask in a kind of relentless, pathetic way like some of the other non-commercial radio stations do. So let me just tell you a little bit about our fundraiser. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu and pay attention here because it's a little tricky. Under the designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO in the comments there. I would recommend making your donation in honor of the 50th birthday of Something About the Women. Let the powers that be know how much this show means to you. You can also send us a check. You can go to WMFO.org to get that address. And there are some cool prizes. I'm myself looking forward to the WMFO hoodie that I am getting for my contribution. So go to the donations drive tab on the WMFO.org website. We really appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. And thank you for letting us keep it freeform here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. A couple more Willie tunes, and then we'll just go real freeform. But here's one with, I forgot what I queued up. It's Willie, for sure. Oh, he's getting a little help here from the one and only Winona Judd, here on Something About the Women. Oh, please play. Thank you.
Well, it's a Bloody Mary morning. Baby left me without warning sometime in the night. Flying down to Houston, forgetting her, the nature of my flight. As we taxi toward the runway with the smog and haze, reminding me of how I feel. Just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real.
Yeah, all the nightlife and the parties, temptation and deceit, the order of the day. Well, it's a Bloody Mary morning, baby, somewhere in L.A.
Now it's a Bloody Mary morning. Baby left me without warning sometime in the night.
And I'm flying down to Houston, forgetting her, the nature of my flight.
Across the morning sky, and a voice comes through the speaker reassuring us flight 50 is the way to fly.
And a hostess takes our order, coffee, tea, or something stronger to start off the day. Well, it's a Bloody Mary morning, and I'm leaving, baby, somewhere in L.A.
It's a Bloody Mary morning,
baby left me without warning sometime in the night.
And I'm flying down to Houston for getting her the nature of my fun.
It's a bloody merry morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night.
I'm flying down to Houston for getting her the nature of my fun.
And I'm flying down to Houston for getting her the nature of my flight.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I'm scattered everywhere. Help me put myself back together. Put me somewhere way over there. I wanna be taken out of contention. I surrender my crown. Somebody pick up my pieces. I think I'm coming down. Well, I sure thought I had it. But Lord, it looks like it had me. 'Cause the thing I thought was heaven was just falling debris.